Introduction. Lori Weisberg kept checking his watch as he waited for the typist to finish the document. She was making the standard 3 copies using whitener and 2 pieces of carbon paper. He was anxious because he knew that getting extra copies would take time. When she handed the pages off to Lori, he took off out the doors of his dad's law firm and down 3 flights of stairs, across the street, and continued his pace for 2 blocks, dodging traffic as he made his way to Sudbury's City Hall. They had one of the only copy machines in town, and the Weisbergs could use it in emergencies. Lori had 2 concerns as he ran. One was that City Hall closed at 4 p.m. promptly. The other was that he might not be able to find the person who held the only key to the copier room. As Lori made his way into the building, he saw that the clock in the lobby was closing in on 4 p.m. He found Gary, the chief engineer, better known to many as the guy with the copier room key. Gary was grabbing his jacket to head out for the day.
"Gary, it's just 3 copies, please," panted Lori.
Gary smiled. "Okay, just for you." And with that, he unlocked the copier room. It was 1959, and technology was a far cry from where it is today. Yet it was the year that U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower first sent a message to Canadian Prime Minister John Diefenbaker by means of a radio signal bouncing off the moon as a forerunner of modern satellite communications. Such long-range communication would be one of many new technologies that Lori Weisberg would see during this long legal career. After starting at what was then known as Goodman and Goodman, a small firm at the time, and today one of Canada's leading firms, he witnessed a parade of new technology, from the popular IBM Selectric typewriters to the new correctable models that made errors fixable.